Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our Thursday live broadcast. Till now you were listening to the evening prayer session, the bhajan session and the vedam session from the Sai Kulwanthal. And today being Thursday, you heard Bhagwan singing the bhajan, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. How many times we have heard Bhagwan sing this bhajan, explaining beautiful aspects of Vedantam during his discourses. In fact, even as I was listening to this bhajan, one definition of Bhagwan, which Professor Kasturi mentions in Satyam Shivam Sundaram, came to my mind. He says, Baba is all wisdom, all love, all power and all grace. On December 31st, 1970, Baba was in Bombay and he was addressing a special session of the Academy of Vedic Scholars that he had himself founded. And after the end of his discourse, there was an editor of Navkal, which is a Bombay daily, and he asked Bhagwan, Swami, from where have you shown these signs of divine power? What is the source of all this divine power that we see in you? And then Swami promptly said, from my very birth. Why? From long before I was at Shirdi Sai. I was at Shirdi as Sai Baba before I incarnated in the Raju family as at Puttaparthi. And even before that, I was Krishna. And then the editor said, that is to say, and then Swami immediately took it away from him and said, yes, that is to say, I resolved on my birth. I decided who should be my mother. Mere humans can only choose the one who is to be the husband or wife. But the mother was chosen by the son in the Ramavatar and in the Krishna incarnations. And then too, as now, the task for which the birth was decided upon is the same. The conferring of prema, the conferring of love on all, and through the fostering of love, the cultivation of dharma, righteous living among mankind. The mother Sai Baba decided upon, the mother that Swami blessed, was Ishwaramma, a poor, middle-aged, tender-hearted, pious, illiterate, rural housewife who shone as a living saint, as an exemplary devotee of the Lord, a shimmering diamond in the fraternity of Sai family. Dear listeners, on May 6th is Ishwaramma Day, a day dedicated in adoration of this unmatched soul. And today in Radio Sai Bhajan classroom, we would like to discuss and deliberate on the life of this divine soul. But before we proceed with this bhajan classroom, let us first think of the Lord and offer ourselves at His feet. Let us first offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of that Divine Mother who cares for us like the eyelids protect the eye. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we live always in that conscious awareness that whatever we are able to do today, it is only because of you and you alone. Let us never, ever forget you at any point in time. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome, dear listeners, to yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we will be learning today adores the Divine Mother and the Mother of the Divine Mother. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Dhanya ho Ishwaramba.
So that's the bhajan, and let's now get on to becoming familiar with its lyrics, and then we will discuss its raga, the tala and the meaning of its every line. And at the end, we will have a short conversation with a former student, a blessed singer with a mellifluous voice, Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta. He has some incredible moments with Bhagwan. But before we get there, here are the lyrics to begin with.
धन्य हो ईश्वरांबा, जग को दिए जो लाल बाबा। धन्य हो धन्य हो, कलयुग में अवतार लिए, सकल चराचर के भगवान, जगदोद्धारा साई नारायण। धन्य हो धन्य हो।
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You'll hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow every line. When he does so, you too join him, dear listeners. This will help you get a good idea of the tune of this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham. Dhanya ho Ishwaramba,
dhanya ho Ishwaramba,
dhanya ho Ishwaramba,
dhanya ho Ishwaramba,
जग को दिए जो लाल बाबा,
जग को दिए जो लाल बाबा,
जग को दिए जो लाल बाबा,
जग को दिए जो लाल बाबा।
धन्य हो धन्य हो,
धन्य हो धन्य हो,
धन्य हो धन्य हो,
धन्य हो धन्य हो,
कलयुग में अवतार लिए,
कलयुग में अवतार लिए,
कलयुग अवतार लिए,
कलयुग में अवतार लिए,
सकल चराचर के भगवान,
सकल चराचर के भगवान,
सकल चराचर के भगवान,
सकल चराचर के भगवान,
जगदोद्धारा साई नारायण,
जगदोद्धारा साई नारायण,
जगदोद्धारा साई नारायण,
जगदोद्धारा साई नारायण।
धन्य हो धन्य हो,
धन्य हो धन्य हो,
धन्य हो ईश्वर।
So that was the tune and the voice of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And fortunately, Anirudh is here now with me in the studios. So let's learn a little more about the technicalities of this bhajan. Sai Ram Anirudh, and welcome once again to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us about the raga in which this bhajan is based.
Dhanya Ho Ishwaramba. This composition is in the raga Sindhu Bhairavi.
Sindhu Bhairavi.
It is a very commonly heard raga. Beautiful raga.
Yes.
Very melodious, and I think we have done one session with this raga before.
Yes, I Sindhu think Bhairavi. We had done that bhajan Jai Panduranga Prabhu Vithala.
Yeah, Jai Panduranga Prabhu. Beautiful bhajan.
Yes.
And the notes of the raga go like this. Sa re ga ma ga pa pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. These are the basic notations of this raga, but apart from these notes, this raga also has re ga ma re sa.
So both the re's.
Yeah. So the basic notes of this raga are sa re, komal re.
Yes.
Ga minor, komal ga.
Yes.
Ma pa dha. Dha is also komal.
Yes.
Ni. Ni one.
Yes.
Sa. Sa ne da ba ma ga re sa.
And apart from this, we also have
sa re ga ma ga pa dha ni sa da pa dha.
Yes, that is major dha.
Yes.
Dha ni sa da pa ma ma ga re ga ma ga re sa ni sa da ni re. Re,
yes. That is Re 1.
Yes.
Re ga ma re, Re 2.
Yes.
So, very beautiful blend of both the Re's.
Yes, both the major and the minor.
Yeah,
notes.
Minor.
You have a host of minor notes.
Okay.
At the
yeah.
same time, there is a beautiful play between
yeah.
the major and minor notes.
Exactly. Wonderful. Very beautiful raga.
Anirudh, why don't you do a small alap on this raga?
Yeah, definitely.
Da na 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 ya na 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 na. Da da re ana ana na 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 a.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, in this also we have ma ma ga re ni sa, the other ma also comes, the
ma tigra also is there.
Yeah.
So you have really almost so many notes,
yeah, so
in
many
this raga.
Aa na
I'm just reminded of one Tamil song.
Sure.
Composed by Shri Madurai Srinivasan.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just sing two lines of
that song.
Karunai Deivame Karpagame, Karunai Deivame Karpagame, Kaanavendum Undan Purpadame கருணை தெய்வமே கற்பகமே காணவே என்னும் பொற்பாதமே கருணை தெய்வமே கற்பகமே கற்பகமே.
Wonderful. Now let us see how the play of notes work out in this bhajan.
Yeah.
So if you can go line by line and tell us the notes for every line of this bhajan, I think that would really help a lot of
sure.
our listeners.
Dhanya ho Ishwaramba Padane sa dasanidha papa Jag ko diye jo Lala Baba Mapadani Ramagare Re Gare Sa Dhanya Ho Dhanya Ho Padane Sa Re Gare Sarini Sa Kali Yug Me अवतार लिए गग गर गा गगर गर गा सरगा सकल चराचर के भगवान रे मगर रे सरने दद सरिसा जगदोधारा साई नारायण पप सने रे सने दपमा गपद सदा प धन्य हो पदने सा गरि गरि सरिनि सा धन्य हो ईश्वराम्बा गग गरि गग रिग सरि ग धन्य हो ईश्वराम्बा रे 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 सरिनि दद सरि सा.
Wonderful. Anirudh, can you please share with us a few more bhajans? This is a very common raga, as you mentioned. Can we think of few more bhajans in the same raga?
Yeah, so many bhajans are there in this
yes.
raga.
Shama Sundara Govinda Bolo Gananatha Gananatha Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Hari Bol.
Wonderful.
ರಘುನಂದನ ರಾಘವ ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ.
Yes, I think the list goes on.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh, for sharing your insight on the raga of this bhajan.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
Coming now to the beat, this is set to the regular 8 beat or the Kehrva Taal or the Adi Taalam in Carnatic music. And now with the raga and taala done, let's move on to understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, because that is where the aspect of bhava or the feeling with which we should sing this bhajan comes in. Let's start with the first line.
Dhanya ho Ishwaramba,
dhanya ho Ishwaramba,
dhanya ho. The first word, it comes from dhanya meaning glorified and ho means to be. The second word, Ishwaramma, referring to the mother of our beloved Bhagwan. Her name is a combination of Ishwara meaning God and Amba meaning mother. After her birth, she was christened Namagiri Amma, but after her marriage to Sri Pedda Venkamma Raju, Bhagwan's physical father, her father-in-law, Sri Kondamma Raju, the pious grandfather of Bhagwan Baba, told Pedda Venkamma Raju one day that his son should change his wife's name to Ishwaramma. The grandfather told this because he felt divine vibrations within himself. His intention was to convey that her daughter-in-law would soon become the mother of Ishwara or God himself. But Pedda Venkamma Raju was not aware of the inner meaning of this name. He implicitly obeyed the command of his father and changed the name of his wife to Ishwaramma. In fact, many years after Swami's birth, Sri Kondamma Raju used to say, Ishwaramma, you have no idea of your great good fortune. You are not an ordinary woman. The Lord himself is with you. What a lucky woman you are. The Lord chose her as his mother, not only for her past good deeds, but also, as Professor Kasturi says, in appreciation of what she was capable of in this life. She elevated herself to become a living saint who radiated love and purity. Hence in this line, Dhanya Ho Ishwaramma, we extol the virtuous mother Ishwaramma, whose life became sanctified because she was chosen to be the physical mother of the avatar, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Let's move on to the next line.
Jag ko diye jo lal baba,
jag ko diye jo lal baba.
The first word here is jag, meaning world. The second word, ko, meaning to. The third phrase is diye jo, meaning the one who has given. The fourth word is lal, meaning baby or a loved one. The fifth word is baba. In a discourse in 1971, Swami beautifully explained this word and said, my name is Baba, B-A-B-A. I am a double graduate. And then he went on to say, what do those letters mean? B means Sat, being. A means Chit, awareness. And the second B means Ananda, bliss. And the second A means Atman, or the spirit. Swami said, the entire word B-A-B-A means I am Sat, Chit, Ananda, Atman. Being, awareness, bliss, Atman. And Swami went on to add, you too are Sat, Chit, Ananda, Atma. Only you are not aware of it. You have not yet discovered it and revealed it. And then he added, service in the spirit, I have indicated, is one of the ways through which you can make this discovery. So that is the significance of this word, Baba. Baba in Hindi also means father. It refers here to the Lord who is the father of all beings. Therefore, in this line, we praise Mother Ishwaramma, who gifted to the world the beloved Baba, whom millions later began to love and adore as Sai Baba. Let's move on to the third line.
Dhanya ho, dhanya ho,
dhanya ho, dhanya ho.
We are familiar with the word dhanya ho, which appears twice in this line. When Baba declared his avatarhood on October 20, 1940, he stopped going to school and his parents brought him to Puttaparthi from Oruvakonda, where he was staying at that time. After he came to Puttaparthi, many people from Bangalore and Mysore started visiting in their cars. For instance, the Maharani of Mysore, coffee planter Mr. Sakama, and Desraj Arasu, the maternal uncle of Mysore Maharaja. So many distinguished people started coming to Puttaparthi from big cities to see him. And one day, all of them pleaded to Swami, "Swami, it is difficult for us to come here often. Hence, please come and settle down in Mysore. We shall build a big mansion for you there." And Baba replied, "I do not want palatial buildings. I want to be here in Puttaparthi." And that night, Mother Ishwaramma came to Swami with tears in her eyes and said, "Swami, people want to take you here and there for their selfish purposes." And she said, "If you leave Puttaparthi, I will give up my life." And then she asserted, "Please promise me that you will remain in Puttaparthi forever." And Baba on that day gave her his word that he would never leave Puttaparthi. So in a way, it is Mother Ishwaramma who was responsible for making Bhagwan stay in Puttaparthi, except for the temporary visits he made to other places. It was because of her prayer to him that this little hamlet got sanctified by his physical presence for more than 70 decades, today becoming a spiritual epicenter of the world. Thus in this line, "Dhanya ho, dhanya ho," we hail the simple and devout lady who was instrumental for the obscure Puttaparthi becoming the world-renowned Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of supreme peace today. Let's move on to the next line.
Kali Yug mein avatar liye,
Kali Yug mein avatar liye.
The first word Kali Yug comes from Kali, and Yuga means span of time. Thus Kali Yuga refers to the present era in which we live. The second word here is me, meaning in. The third word, avatar, which refers to the descent of God as an incarnation. Baba says that it is a descent from the state of the Atma or soul to the level of the body. The Lord incarnates in a human form to rescue those who cannot rise to the level of the divine. The fourth word in this line is liye, meaning to take. Thus in this line, Kali Yuga mein avatar liye, we adore the Lord who chose to descend from the formless state and take up the human form as Satya Sai for the welfare of humanity. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Sakala chara chare ke Bhagavan,
Sakala chara chare ke Bhagavan.
Here the first word is sakala, meaning all. Charachara can be split as chara and achara. Chara refers to moving and achara refers to unmoving. Thus charachara refers to sentient and non-sentient things. During his Christmas discourse in 1993, Baba said, "God is described as acharam charamevacha. He is non-moving and moving. Though appearing to be moving, he remains unmoving. Though he has no hands, he can hold anything. He has no feet, but he can move everywhere. He has no eyes, but He can see everything. That is the significance of adoring the Lord as Acharam Charamevacha. Once the late Mr. Howard Murfitt, author of the famous book Sai Baba, Man of Miracles, asked Swami in the interview room, "Swami, you incarnated as Shirdi Sai Baba. Now you are the incarnation of that same deity 8 years later. Swami, where were you during the short span of 8 years during this interim period?" And Swami solemnly replied, "Where was I? I permeated the whole universe. There is no single place for me. I was the whole universe." The third word here is Ke, which means of. And the last word is Bhagavan. Baba says that the letter Bha has two meanings, Sambharta and Bharta. Sambharta means one who is competent to make nature the instrument of the creative process. And because he is also competent to sustain what he has created, he is called Bharta. He is the master of creation and sustenance. Baba adds that Bha also has other meanings such as Shanti, peace, light, effulgence and illumination. Thus in this line, Sakala Charachara, He Bhagavan, we glorify the one who is the Lord of all moving and unmoving things in this universe. Let's move on to the sixth line.
Jagadodhara Sai Narayana,
Jagadodhara Sai Narayana.
The first word here is Jagatodhara, coming from Jagat meaning world and Udhara means to uplift. The second word is Sai. Sa, Baba says, means divine, means all things auspicious. The third word is Narayana, coming from Nara, which refers to a living entity, and Ayana, meaning to rest or reside. One day, before Baba was born, the mother-in-law of Ishwaramma told her that she had dreamt of Satyanarayana Deva, their family deity. She cautioned Ishwaramma that she should not get scared if something unusual happened to her through the will of God. And that morning, when Ishwaramma was drawing water at the well, a big ball of blue light came rolling towards her. And she felt it glide into her. And the next instant, she fainted and fell. That was the divine descent. Bhagwan Baba's birth was not of normal human birth. It was not prasava, but was birth by divine design, by divine entry. Or Pravesha. At the time when Mother Ishwaramma was about to give birth to Baba, her mother-in-law had gone to attend a Satyanarayana Puja nearby. Even when word was sent to her, she said that she would return only with the prasadam at the conclusion of the ceremony. She did complete the ritual and returned and gave Mother Ishwaramma the flowers and the sacred water which the latter partook. And the next moment, immediately after Mother Ishwaramma had taken the sacred prasadam, the Lord was born. And that is the reason why they decided to christen him as Satyanarayana, in gratitude to the family deity. And once the baby was born, the grandmother placed him on a mat covered with a thick bedspread in a corner of the room. And suddenly the woman observed the bedspread rising up and falling down on either side of the baby. And when the baby was lifted and the mat was also removed, to their utter surprise, they found a serpent coiled beneath. That was none other than the serpent Adisesha, on whom Vishnu or Narayana reclines. That was Satya Sai Avatar's very first miracle, Satya Sai Narayana. Hence in this line, Jagatodhara Sai Narayana, we hail the Lord Narayana who came down as Satya Sai for uplifting humanity. Let's now move on to the last line.
Dhanya ho, dhanya ho,
dhanya ho, dhanya ho.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, and maybe it is appropriate here to think of Mother Ishwarama in one particular light. Mother Ishwarama wanted Swami to fulfill three desires she had. One, she told Baba that she wanted him to construct a small school in the village because the children were forced to walk distances to attend schools in the neighboring villages. And as desired by her, Swami got the school constructed on a piece of land behind her house. And that was just the precursor to the many schools and colleges and university that Swami later established. On a later occasion, Ishwaramma told Bhagwan that he should construct a small hospital in Puttaparthi if it gave him happiness. And to comply with her wish, Swami got the general hospital constructed in Puttaparthi, and this was the first in the series of hospitals that Baba established. Ishwaramma told Swami later that she had one last desire. She wanted him to dig up wells in the village because the river Chitravati became dry during summer. And Swami told her that he would not stop with these small wells and that he would provide drinking water to the entire Rayalaseema region. Hence in this line, Dhanya ho, Dhanya ho, we pay our salutations to the noble mother whose three wishes led to her darling son Bhagwan Baba establishing mammoth projects that now benefit countless people every single day, giving them hope and health, succor and water, happiness and comfort. With this, dear listeners, we are done with understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan. With heartfelt gratitude to Mother Ishwarama for having gifted our beloved Bhagwan to us, let's now listen to the complete version of this bhajan and sing along with heart full of devotion. Here is the final version as it is sung in the Prashantinilam Mandir.
Dhanya ho Ishwarama,
And now in the last part of this program, let us listen to a conversation with Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta, who has had the amazing fortune of studying in Baba schools and colleges for 12 long years. He passed out in 2011 after his MBA and currently works for a multinational bank in North India. Most importantly, he is blessed with a really silvery voice. Here is an extract of a conversation I had with him in March 2013. His moments with Bhagwan are absolutely breathtaking. Tell us, when you started singing and how?
Actually, I started singing in my 11th standard. After Christmas, I was blessed with an opportunity to seek Swami's divine blessings for beginning my singing in Mandir. And I actually started singing on the 7th of January. That was the 7th bhajan I remember. And at that point of time, it was 7 past 5.
Oh my God.
Few days after that, actually, at that point of time, Swami started calling that brother, Sai brother and myself together. And when I started singing at that point of time, I used to have a lot of trouble singing the higher notes. And there were a couple of occasions when my voice actually cracked before Swami. At one particular instance, I was singing Partishwara Satya Saishwara. So when that line came, Bhava Sagaro Dhar Bhuvana Vana. At that point of time, Bhava Sagaro, that point I cracked. And immediately Swami, through his facial expression, he let me know. I got the instant feedback. I felt so bad at that instance that I had actually let Swami down. And I began praying earnestly ever since for an opportunity to correct my voice. And I used to keep praying daily that Swami, please help me to improve my voice and my range. So when Swami granted that interview, in between, Swami began speaking to my parents. And he was speaking to them directly, nothing about me. But at that point of time, Swami placed his hand on my shoulder. And with his thumb, he actually, on the larynx portion, Swami began rubbing it with his thumb.
So his hand was there on your shoulder and his thumb was sort of rubbing your throat.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So that conversation lasted for about 10 to 15 minutes at a stretch. In that entire duration,
so your throat was getting the divine touch and divine massage.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I was getting aware slowly that Swami is actually rubbing.
Maybe initially you thought Swami is just like that putting his hand, but later only probably would have realized that he's actually massaging your throat, right?
Yes. So that lasted for an entire stretch of 10 to 15 minutes. And after that interview, ever since I stepped out of that interview room, I saw a marked improvement in my range. Whatever range I could actually, which I used to dream of touching before, it got more easy. And it helped me improve the quality of my singing a lot.
So now you are able to sing much higher.
Yes.
Higher notes.
Yes.
So is there a bhajan that you thought you always wanted to sing and you couldn't do it before, but now you are able to do it?
Yes, there was a bhajan, Mata bhajan. Om Kar Rupini Janani Ma. This particular bhajan I used to fear a lot because it goes very high, apart from many darbari bhajans. So this particular instance helped me improve my range, and it was in my UG days when I actually got the opportunity of offering it before Swami.
Mm-hmm. So you did sing it?
Yes.
So would you mind singing it now?
Om Kar Rupini Janani Ma, Mangalakarini Janani Ma, Om Kar Rupini Janani Ma, Gana Vinodini Janani Ma, Anandadaini Janani Ma, Anandadayini Janani Ma, Janani Ma, Parteeshwari Ma, Janani Ma, Parteeshwari Ma, Janani Ma, Parteeshwari Ma. Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
So that was Sai Krishna Jasta, an alumni and a long-standing member of the Prashanti Bhajan group from Shimla, who now works and lives in North India. With this, we have reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you found it useful as well as insightful. The sounding ideas for this program are Abhishek and Yatharta, and the background music for this was done by another alumnus, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. We place this humble offering at the divine lotus feet as our token of love and gratitude. Dear listeners, we eagerly welcome your feedback and requests or suggestions for this program. Please do email us at listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@radiosai.org.
So with this, it's time to wind up this segment of Thursday Live from the studios of Radio Sai. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and it's time to hand over the mic to my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash for our next program based on Bhagwan's discourses entitled Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhityasanam. But I will be back after this program at 8:40. For yet another episode of this series that we have every Thursday night, outside, inside, and deep inside. And today we discuss the life of that incredible soul whom the Lord picked out of millions and conferred on her the singular fortune of mothering the divine when the Lord came down in human form. Yes, we discuss the magnificent life of Mother Ishwarama, her anxieties and ecstasies, her trials, her stress, and her final triumph. So this is coming up 1 hour from now. Till then, enjoy Shavanam, Mananam, Nidhityasanam. And from me, a loving Sairam, and thank you from the studios of Radio Sai.